Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, and we're in Klal Mem Vav, and we're now moving on to the next siman, which deals with the halachas of kos pogum. So we're looking at siman vav. There's a concept in halacha called pogum. Now, pogum is not referring to the actual kos; it's referring to the wine which is in the kos. So the next, actually in sif. In Siman Zion, we will look at some of the halachas of the curse itself. The curse should be full. The curse should be, it should be Shalem itself. Interestingly enough, we are more concerned about the wine in the cup than we are worried about the cup itself. We are concerned about the cup itself, but not with the same level of stringency as we are concerned about the wine. So let's see Siman Vav, and we'll talk about it. A kos lo yeh pogum. The halacha is that the wine of the cup should not be pogum, which means that it has that some of it has been taken away through drinking. If a person takes some of it away by pouring it out, or by even sticking his finger in and then taking it out of that way, that's not considered pogum. But if he drinks from a cup, that's considered pogum. Bimu pogum. If it is pogum, yochel asaken. You can be metaken the wine by adding more wine, and if more wine is not available, it's also possible to metaken it through adding any liquid. Even adding water would be valid. But the liquid which you're adding cannot be pogum itself. So that's the language of the Chayyadim. Let's talk about this and see if we can clarify this. So if a person has a cup. He drinks from the cup. The remaining liquid is considered pogum. It's been tainted in some sense by the fact that somebody has taken a drink from it. And that'll be true whether referring to wine or referring to other liquids as well. So other liquids, it doesn't have any relevance, except if you're going to make a bracha as a chamar medina situation. But by wine, it is relevant because we're dealing with the halachas of making a kosher bracha. So kosher bracha cannot be pogum. In regards to drinking a regular cup of wine, obviously there's no difference whether it's pogum or not. You always have to make a bracha. But we're discussing in regards to the idea of using this as a kosher bracha. This is something which you're going to use to praise your Kodesh Baruch Hu over this cup. Meanwhile, somebody has taken a bite out of it. So we relate to the idea that the lack of, when you take a bite out of something, besides the idea that it's not sholem anymore, somebody's taken a bite out of it. So this is the bite out of the wine. The Magen Avraham compares this to the idea that the Mizbeach should not be missing even a little piece. So that's where Chazal took this concept of pogrom from. So we have this two understandings that it's a lack of derech eretz, or there's a concept specifically in the world of kedusha that something should not be pogum. This applies if you drink from a container. If a person would drink from the container, so the liquid in the container is considered pogum unless it's a very large container like a big barrel, and even that some poskim are hesitant about. Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that says if you have a large keg and you would drink from the spigot, the person put his mouth to the spigot and drink from it on the bottom, all of the wine in the keg is considered now to be pogum. That's how far we take the concept of pogum according to Mishnah Berurah. So what's the solution? The solution is to add something and fill it up again. But what you're adding cannot be pogum itself. What about the following? Person makes kiddush and he drinks from the cup. So the wine in the cup now at this point in time is pogum. So the other drinkers who are drinking from that cup, do they have an issue of pogum? So leaving aside that some people might be uncomfortable with the drinking from the cup, one after the other. But halachically, we look at that as one long drinking amongst the various different people there. So as long as each person is drinking from the kais of the kiddush, it's not a problem of pogum. However, if they pour out into their own cup, it is an issue of pogum. So a person who's going to be sharing his wine with others and they're not going to be drinking from the kais of the kiddush, it is preferable that they pour out the wine that they're sharing before they drink. Therefore, they won't have this problem. and whoever that they are drinking first and then sharing with, let's say they're pouring out for their guests and sharing with the family, that people should drink from the kais itself. And since many people do not, are not comfortable with that idea, so really it's preferred to pour out for everybody beforehand. A common question which comes up is if you are poigim the kais and then you pour some of the wine back into the bottle, is it poigim the bottle? So the interestingly enough, many people assume that it's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this case and does not see it as a problem because of a concept of halacha is kama kama bottle. As it goes into the larger container, whatever problematic wine there is bottle in the context of the larger wine which is there. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, we don't do that based on the rule of Ibn Avatlan, isur l'chatchila. Here's something which is inappropriate to use for Kiddush. And we have a general rule when you have something which is halachically limited for some reason or other, we can't go to l'chatchila and remove that. So that's known as the halacha of Ibn Avatlan, isur l'chatchila. So I should not l'chatchila pour it back into the bottle in that way. So the solution, the Mishnah Berurah says, is a simple solution. Pour from the bottle into the cup, remove its status of pogum, and then you can add it back into the contents back into the larger container, and there will not be a problem with pogum. That is the main points about pogum, and we'll see, as Hashem, in Siman Zayin, when we talk about the lachos of Sholem, etc., maybe one or two points, one or two other points may come up as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.